You may have heard a lot lately about HTS. It's the Syrian rebel group Hayat Tahrir al-Sham that made a lightning assault across Syria and now controls most of that country. That takes serious resources, but where did HTS get those resources? Well, NPR correspondent Lauren Freyer has been talking to people who've studied this rebel group for years, and she joins us now. Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Elsa.
Okay, so who funds HTS?
It's a tricky question because HTS does not publish a budget or a donor list. Its fundraising is opaque and its methods have changed wildly over the years. There have been theories swirling over HTS being a puppet of this foreign power or that one. I mean, take your pick, Turkey, Arab and Gulf states, the CIA, Israel. A lot of those countries may cheer Bashar al-Assad's ouster, but that doesn't mean they necessarily directed or funded HTS. Here's what we do know. HTS used to raise money the way lots of other jihadist groups do, through oil smuggling, extortion, kidnapping. But in the past 10 years or so, it says it's transformed from being jihadists to being bureaucrats.
Huh.
And since 2017, it's run a region of northwest Syria called Idlib, and that's where it's believed to have gotten most of its money, from people and businesses there.
Okay, well, how did HTS raise money in Idlib?
Taxation. So charging olive farmers 5 to 10% on their harvest, for example, levying a zakat or Islamic almsgiving tax, a sort of charity that's compulsory. Here's Fawaz Jerjes. He's a professor of Middle Eastern politics at the London School of Economics.
Well, all kinds of taxation on everything, every single truck or van enter Idlib. And Syrians complained a great deal about the terrible infrastructure. You know, Hayat Tahrir al-Sham could not really provide any goods and services to the population.
HTS ran a key border crossing with Turkey that was bringing in up to $15 million a month. But as Jerjes mentions, there have been protests in Idlib by people angry that HTS was collecting this money from them, but not fixing the potholes in a region where there's been lots of fighting and was using taxpayers' money to buy weapons instead.
Well, where did HTS buy those weapons?
So HTS has past ties with ISIS and al-Qaeda, which makes it a pariah for any above-board arms sales. Mm-hmm. The U.S., Jordan, and Israel have sent cash and weapons to other Syrian rebel groups, but not HTS. In fact, they consider HTS still to be a terror group. And so HTS has mostly picked up weapons literally from the battlefield, captured them from Assad's forces, from Hezbollah, other rival rebel groups. Some weapons may have been smuggled across the border from Turkey. HTS is also believed to use 3D printers to manufacture weapons locally. And in the case of drones, the prototype may have possibly come from Ukraine. There's a little bit of an enemy and my enemy is my friend kind of thing here. Ukraine may have donated drones to help HTS fight Russian forces who were supporting their foe, Assad.
That is NPR's Lauren Freyer. Thank you so much, Lauren.
You're welcome.